Joining me right now, Senator Phil Fortunato from Auburn, representing Washington's 31st Legislative District. Phil, this has been an interesting day as we found out that the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has announced a countywide mask directive. Everyone 5 years and older in Pierce County is required to wear a face covering both indoors, in public, and outdoors where physical distancing is not possible, regardless of vaccination status. What's your immediate reaction to the news?
You know, we're doing a lot already with social distancing, and you go to the store and they got the plexiglass shields, and you know, I'm getting stuff from professors of immunology and toxicology saying that the masks don't work anyway because the virus is so small it transmits through the mask. And you know, I just think that people are old enough to make their own medical decisions. And you know, people, the argument against that, for example, is you're doing everything you can to make sure that the virus spreads. And I go, well, no. I mean, people should be able to make up their own mind. And if you're telling me, half the people are telling me that it doesn't matter because the virus penetrates the mask anyway, I mean, who am I supposed to believe? And, I get people sending me emails saying, we should follow the science. Well, I mean, the science says the virus goes through the mask. So what do you want me to do about that? And, we're fighting for a legislative special session to be able to at least address these things and represent the people in our districts so that our voices as legislators can be heard on this subject.
How does that typically work when a directive is put in place, or is this new territory for you?
Well, the question comes in is, what is the legal responsibility? Do they have that legal ability to do that? A lot of times with health issues, yes, they do. But you have the situation where you got the superintendent of public instruction issuing things to say that I'm going to withhold public funds from school if schools don't follow the directives and the mandates. Does he have the authority to do that? And the answer is not really. And so the first thing we would do is check to see whether they have the legal responsibility. Again, in health, usually that's the case. But the question comes in is, you know, now we're being told if you get the vaccine, you won't transmit the disease. And now, and that was immediately followed up by, well, if you get the vaccine, you still could get the vaccine, the virus, and you still could transmit the virus. So what's the point of getting the vaccine? And then you have other people saying that the Delta variant is the cause, or the people being vaccinated is the cause of the Delta variant. So who are we to believe on some of this stuff? And anybody that disagrees with the status quo, for example, is deemed a quack no matter what their medical credentials are. It's a little confusing on one end, and you need to be able to discuss this stuff. And if they're going to do things that are going to affect people's livelihoods, like this mandate to get vaccinated, that is way more of a concern than this mask mandate. You're telling somebody that in order that they can be able to put food on their family's table, that they must get this vaccine, whether they agree with it or not, and put that in their body. That is a serious a constitutional issue. And I've gotten calls. The worst call I got is a woman who was on the list to get a kidney transplant, determined not to get the vaccine because she didn't want to complicate matters with other drugs and her situation with the transplant, and then was told that they were taking her off the transplant list if she didn't get vaccinated. Now, I mean, you know, for most people, they are infuriated over this vaccine mandate, that they're going to lose their jobs if they don't get vaccinated. And this poor woman is faced with life and death. And that's far more of an issue than the mask mandates, which can come and go, and people could draw silly faces on their masks. You know, I had a mask that said, does this mask make me look fat? You know,
Those are the things that people are going to end up doing. To go back to the earlier point you were making, the misinformation has been, I think, rather confusing for a lot of people. And I do think it is beneficial to get the vaccine. I myself have gotten the Moderna. I've gotten the prick twice. But as you mentioned, now we're getting to a point where you can get breakthrough cases of COVID-19. Is there going to need to be a booster shot for this one? Is there going to need to be a booster shot after the booster shot? What's the next variant that's going to come out? And I think that we have gotten to a point where, as you were saying a little bit earlier, the constitutional right to make a decision as to what is best for your body. This is something that a lot of people have already made the decision of whether or not they're going to do it. I suppose that if the FDA actually approved some of these vaccinations, then maybe some people would change their mind on the hardline stance that they might be taking. But that is definitely something that I can imagine for a lot of people is confusing. And I think more than anything, it's not being an anti-vaxxer. It's being someone who doesn't trust the information that's being presented to you because there has been a complete lack of transparency from the top down as far as what is and what isn't. And if you need a flow chart, like on Always Sunny in Philadelphia with Pepe Silvia to try to figure out what the heck's going on, I mean, for the average person, that's going to be really difficult to do, Phil.
Well, there's two basic jokes that sort of sum this up. Guy goes to his doctor and says, "Doctor, when do you think this virus thing will be over?" And the doctor's response is, "How do I know? I'm a doctor. I'm not a politician." And the other one is a cartoon where you have two rats talking to each other, and one says to the other one, "Are you going to get this vaccine?" And one rat says to the other, "I'm going to wait for the human trials to be done before I get it." So, I mean, I'm getting stuff from a professor of toxicology who says, I am the guy that teaches doctors and nurses how to not transmit this disease. And I agree with you, Fortunato, and masks don't work. And his vaccine is in the experimental stage. Now, what am I supposed to say to that? I send that information to other people, and they don't believe it. He's a quack. He's this. He's that. Well, you know, and people need to have real information. We don't need to have this hysteria. We just need to be able to make a medical decision for yourself. And taking that right away and threatening their job is just a huge, huge constitutional issue for me that I can't get over. And which is, again, why we're struggling to come up with a way to do a legislative special session to go or make an end run around the governor. However, we need all of the Republicans and 12 Democrats to go along with us in the Senate and in a similar ratio in the House.
And it seems like that would be really difficult to do. And that's going back to the vaccination mandate that's been put in place by the state and local government here. Phil Fortunato is a senator for Washington's 31st Legislative District. To go back to the big news of today, though, the announcement from the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department that there is a countywide mask directive with everyone 5 years and older. Do you have an idea of how they're going to enforce this? I mean, are police officers going to be going around handing out tickets to people who have their mask down slightly? Maybe it's not quite over their nose or something like that. I mean, or that's what I'm really curious about, the next step of this, because if it's a directive, I mean, this is something that actually can be, at least per, you know, how directives punished.
Well, then also you have people that are medically exempt. So they are medically exempt from wearing a mask. And I don't know if most people know this, but if you have hearing aids, you are medically exempt. Okay. And one reason for that is the strap goes over your hearing aid, screws up the, you can't hear and all that stuff. So you're medically exempt. But HIPAA requirements say you can't ask me if I'm medically exempt and you can't ask me why I'm medically exempt. So where is HIPAA and all this stuff? I mean, did HIPAA just go away because the governor passes this mandate or some Department of Health passes a mandate? And, you know, so if you see somebody without a mask and you go up to them and say, "Where's your mask?" and they say, "I'm medically exempt," under HIPAA regulations, you can't ask them why. So how does that work?
It's a great question, Phil. And I suppose that we will find this out in the coming days as we really learn about what is and what isn't coming out of this directive for Pierce and Tacoma County. He is Phil Fortunato from Auburn, representing Washington's 31st Legislative District. Phil, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it.